This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, people? Welcome, welcome, welcome. So You Think You Know Jesus, this podcast is a ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina. If you are ever in the vicinity, please stop on by, say hello, join us for a worship service every Shabbat, every Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. If you can't, you can catch us live on our website, myroic.org. That's given at the end. You can check it out and check us out. And, join us. It's a growing thing. We're excited, and I hope you're excited today. We are in the month of Elul. This should be airing on the 18th of September, Thursday, and we are quickly coming to the end of the month of Elul, the month of repentance, when the king is in the field, and leading up to Yom Teruah, the day of shouting, literally is what that means, but typically known as Yom Teruah or the Feast of Trumpets, which is sundown this year at September 22nd. It's a Monday evening, ushers that in. Today, we are going to be looking at another interesting study coming out of Jeremiah chapter 3. And what are we going to call this? Are you too far gone? I guess we'll call that. Because, sometimes the enemy messes with our heads. Well, not sometimes, all the time. If you're like me, assuming I'm normal, which is a big assumption. He messes with me all the time. He's sometimes he whispers, sometimes he's loud and obnoxious, but he loves to remind us of our past. And like the old Carmen song, I can't think of the name of it, but when he reminds us of our past, we just need to remind him of his future and be done with it. But nonetheless, let's look at some examples, or an example from Scripture. So in Jeremiah chapter 3, the Lord is upset with his people, and it says there that he divorced them, the northern kingdom of Israel. It goes on to talk about how Yehuda, Judah was the southern sister, was even more treacherous than the north. And this is why not only that the Lord had to die, but the specific way he had to die, because this gets into the law of the jealous husband and what was really nailed to the cross. I think that was the name of the episode, if I'm not mistaken. You can go back and listen to that teaching. But I want to just focus on, if you go and read chapter 3, and I highly, highly recommend, whether you pause this, go and read it, and come on back, or you listen to this podcast and then go and read for yourself, you're going to see God's not happy. And rightly so. The people prostituted themselves. They laid under every green tree, doing every abominable thing to foreign gods that were no gods. And the idea is this, and this is not a license for you to go off and sin, because you just, God will forgive me. Heaven forbid, right? Romans chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Heaven forbid, may it never be. So that's another great chapter to go and read. We ought not to sin. We're not slaves to sin. But the reality is there are times, I don't know what I was trying to say there, but there are times in our lives where that's the reality. We are dust and clay, and we do have weak moments, and we do stupid stuff, sometimes completely unintentionally, and we don't realize it until after the fact. Or other times, again, heaven forbid, we do things deliberately. That is called iniquity, and we're all guilty of it to one degree or another. And as you grow and mature in Messiah Yeshua, you should be doing these sinful things less and less and less and less and less. Right? It's part of the process of sanctification and becoming holy and drawing nearer to the Lord. And right now, and during the month of Elul, this is the time. We've got 4 days or so until the shofar sounds, ushering in that most holy day. And kicks off the fall Moedim, the fall festivals of the Lord, pointing to end times events. So we always pay particular attention. But this concept that these were his people, right? So presumably these people were no different than at any other time in the history of the Hebrews and Israelites, and you and I today, people are people. We really, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Just read through the book of Judges, chapter after chapter after chapter. You hear how the people walked with the Lord and they were blessed and life was good and everything was great. But then, oh, look, shiny, you know, they get distracted and they follow after foreign gods, and they get polluted, and they sin great sins, and then all this calamity comes upon them because the Lord gives them over to their sin and gives them over to their enemies, not for their destruction, but, you know, as any good Italian dad would say, at least mine did, knock a little sense into you. My dad didn't have the accent, but it makes for better audio. But yeah, he would allow these calamities to come upon the people in order that they may, what? Repent, cry out. And that they did. And every time they cried out in repentance, God forgave them their sins. He restored them. They were blessed, and they walked with God and pleased him. Until the next time, right? It's cyclical, and it just never ends. It's until the Lord comes, until Yeshua sets up his kingdom here on earth and reigns from Jerusalem. This is the reality we have. But again, the enemy wants to whisper in our ears that we've gone too far. Why? Why does he want us to think that? So we give up and stop trying to please the Lord. That's his goal. That's his motive. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to separate us from the flock, right? And he's pretty good at it. But here in Jeremiah 3, again, his people, God's people, who at one point walked with him, are now sinning abominable sins. And yet, you read over and over, God is calling them back. He's calling them back to repentance. He wants them to return to him. He promises to restore them and take them in. And there's great prophecies of things to come from that point of view. But the reality that we have to understand is that, look, you know, we don't typically in the West, you know, create idols and carved images and bow and worship them, thus committing idolatry. But we do, without doing that, right? Our jobs become our idols, our entertainment heroes and sport and music and film become our idols. Money becomes our idols, our devices become our idols, you name it, right? We anything that takes God off the throne, takes our attention, takes our focus, and our energy, and our time, and our resources, right? That's for the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. That's time, talent, and resources. You know, we've all done it. We've all done it. Maybe you're doing it now. Stop. Just stop, 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 stop. The Lord is coming back soon. Time is short. It's the month of Elul. Feast of Trumpets is at hand in just a few days. Repent, repent, repent. Return unto the Lord, and he will restore you. Shalom.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.